Welcome to the special Labor Day edition of Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And let me introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, and I'm going to start off with our Secret Service duo. We got Rich Deripoli and Frank Loveridge, former special agents in charge. Thanks, guys, so much for being on the show. Also, a retired major, Travis Yates. He's retired. He's Dr. Travis Yates too. Tulsa Police Department. He's also at travisyates.org, the author of Courageous Police Leader. Thanks for being on the show, Doctor. And also Lieutenant Jeff Winninger, former LAPD commander. He's also the author of the book that's coming out, On Thin Ice, at onthinicebook.com, and some more information about that coming up. So thanks for being on the show, gentlemen. Also, a shout out to our sponsors. You know, we have our title sponsor, Gulls at Gulls.com. Comply Technologies, our satellite sponsor. Yes, we're on satellite radio. We've been on since May the 5th. Thanks to them. AeroPrecisionUSA.com, our arms sponsor. Gunler.com, BlueTheGold.com, MyMedicare.live, Safeguard Recruiting, our streaming sponsor. Thanks to them, we're reaching 1.5 million people right now, followers on stream. TwoBells.com, they built a new online store at LeoRoundtable.com, and FishOrlandoBass.com. And they have a bass fishing charter in Orlando. You do have options when you're taking the wife and the kids or the grandkids to Disney. And they also do alligator hunting, catch and release alligators. I still want to get video Travis doing something like that. We also have a shout out to Brian Burns with the Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thanks for carrying our content, Brian. Also, Ray Dietrich, former lawman.com. And none other than our very own Dr. Travis Yates with lawofficer.com. Thanks for carrying the content, guys. We appreciate them doing that. And now, what in the world are we going to be talking about today? You know, it is Labor Day, guys, and happy Labor Day holiday to everybody watching the show. And to our panelists, guys, thank you for breaking away from the families and spending an hour with us. What are we going to be talking about? Here we go. Trump's crime crackdown is not holding up in court. Guys, this is just one of the titles. So I'm breaking these things up, and we're talking about Trump, the National Guard, and Washington, D.C., right? And then we're going to be talking about the second one is going to be Trump and the National Guard in Chicago. And then I'll tell you about the third one in a second, but just the articles alone for this one. And look, we're all over the place. The first two articles are MSN.com. Then we got Real Clear Politics, thanks to Richie there, and also LawOfficer.com. So listen to these titles talking about the same thing, same information, but listen to what we got. Trump's crime crackdown is not holding up in court. All right, that's the first one. Then the same publication, the D.C. night patrols are showing cities how to fight Trump's occupation. And then we've got, I can't wait to talk about, then we got Mark Penn, Harvard and Harris poll shows that Trump gaining traction with voters on the crime issue. Well, gee, that kind of contradicts what we just heard from the last two articles. And then we've got, It Was Always This Easy, an article written by our very own Travis Yates. So I can't wait to cover those. I already mentioned that we're going to be covering the threat to go to Chicago and how that's being perceived, because we got some other misinformation. And then we got a Newsmax special that Rich Deripoli was on. Trump revoked Secret Service protection for Harris. Oh, that's good. We've got a video. We got a couple stories with video components. Video shows the police officers fatally shooting a Dallas lawyer who was armed with a knife. And of course, this is right after he cut off his ankle bracelet. So I'm not saying that he's a well-respected lawyer. Okay. He's had some bumps in the road. Then we have a suspect shot when he pins an officer between the vehicle and a wall during a welfare check. This is at a CVS drive-thru. And when it went down, I thought that officer had shot the driver. It was his partner that was trying to save the life. Save his life by firing rounds through the car window and actually hit the bad guy behind the wheel. So we got some great stuff to talk about. So we got Paul Bogart that's watching on Facebook, and welcome to the show, Paul. I used to work for Corporal Paul Bogart. So we got a good audience. These guys are everybody's away from the family. I can see they're backing away. They're going in the room for like an hour. They're going to go and do all the drama with the family again on Labor Day. But if you guys are ready, let's go ahead and put our seatbelts on and cover this first one. MSN.com, RealClearPolitics.com, and LawOfficer.com. Trump's crime crackdown is not holding up in court. And this is an opinion piece by Quinta Jurecic. And so it's rare. Look, guys, remember, audience, when I'm reading the story, we're using different sources now. These are liberal and these are conservative sources. We're starting off with liberals. So you're going to hear some stuff you may not necessarily agree with, or you might be informed to know that they're, that, you know, if their lips are moving, they're lying. Just hear me out on this. It's rare for grand juries in our article to refuse to indict. That is actually true. It's even rarer for grand juries to refuse to indict multiple times in a single month, in significant part because prosecutors usually know better than to present shaky cases that might not gain a juror's approval. But Donald Trump's desire to crack down on crime in Washington, D.C., it seems to have come at the cost of that good judgment. This just makes me smile and read it. Over the past month, federal prosecutors in D.C. have failed at least five times to persuade a grand jury to indict a D.C. resident for allegedly, even though we got video, attacking federal law enforcement. These are not the only embarrassments suffered recently by federal prosecutors in that district. And judges have begun to lose their patience over missteps and sloppy cases. Despite the president's promise, Donald Trump's, to take our capital back, his law enforcement surge is struggling in court. It goes on. The charges, and I'm leaving a lot out, but the charges, it says, can be a misdemeanor, but in most and possibly all the cases filed since early August, prosecutors have pursued a felony instead. They say that it's inconsistent with, they're saying it is consistent with what they're being told by U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, and she's ordered them to charge defendants with the harshest penalty available and to do so in federal court where the punishments are stiffer. Well, she is a federal judge, and she's really not going to tell people what they do in state court. So, I mean, let's be completely fair and honest here. And then we're going to go down to our next article, same outlet. The D.C. night patrols are showing cities how to fight Trump's occupation. They say that armed only with cell phones, medical kits, and the confidence to assert their dwindling rights, groups of local residents trail and record Trump's occupation forces. They're known as night patrols. All right. So if you're looking for something some side jobs, there you go. You can become a night patroller. While we do not know the number of unconstitutional jailings, they're just throwing that out there, that have happened over the last 2 weeks, because I'm sure that there's been a ton of them, right? The angry actions of federal judges when these cases come before the bench speak to how violently, the words they use have just surprised me, how violently careless, immaturish, and dangerous Trump's police state's conduct has been. It's maddening, but people are pushing back, and the night patrols are at the front of the lines. All right, so now we're going to go to a different source. Mark Penn, Harvard-Harris poll shows Trump gaining traction with voters on crime issues. So completely opposite. Mark Penn, co-director of the Harvard Caps and Harris poll, reviewed the results of their August survey with Tom Bevin on Thursday's edition of the Real Clear Politics podcast. And it says that Trump's ratings stabilized this month. And I think he began to get traction on crime. He now shifted focus, according to Penn, from immigration to tariffs, and now the leading national crackdown on crime. And you're seeing a generally favorable response to it. 54% approve of the president's approach. Now, I'll repeat that, because apparently the other news outlets are unaware of it. 54% of the people approve of the president's approach using the National Guard in Washington, D.C. This is, of course, according to Penn. And then we've got an article. It was always this easy from our own Travis and Yates. And I know you're going to be talking about this. In the first 20 days of President Trump's focus on Washington, D.C. crime, Mayor Bowser admitted that the focus on law and order has worked, as she announced an 87% reduction in carjackings, 50% reduction in violent crime in a two-week span without a murder in the summer. The announcement was a sharp U-turn in her early criticism, and the reason is simple. Her voters love the feeling of safety, and they also, she likes getting reelected. And as I said last week, which is Travis Yates talking, crime will go down in Washington, D.C., and it will represent the utter failure of law enforcement leaders across the country. So there you have it, guys. We're getting some mixed information there. We've got a lot of stuff to cover just in this first topic alone. We got just under 2 minutes before we're going to come back to the, before we take our first commercial break. But commentary on this, gentleman. And Travis, you want to start us off?
Well, it's, you know, it's so fascinating. You know, the reason the Democrats seem to be so opposed to reduction in crime is they're really always on the wrong side of an 80-20 issue, right? The last polling I saw, 81% of Americans feel like crime's a problem. So it's a great 80-20 issue. Of course, you know, if Trump said the sky is blue, they would protest and say the sky is never blue. And so this is really more than about just D.C. I mean, I think the president understands, yeah, this is always a topic. This is always an issue for Americans. And so, just like I said in the article, this isn't so much about Trump occupying cities or what Trump's doing. This is more about the failure of law enforcement leadership. When I talk about it, it was always this easy. Yeah, it was always this easy when Mission was at the forefront of law enforcement. You know, like I said, I started my profession in 93. I entered it in 23. And so when you look at those bookends, Chip, you can't even recognize them. In the 90s, you know, we just enforced the laws the politicians put in front of us. You know, we just law enforcement. It's in the actual name. We enforce the laws. And nobody said much about it. People seemed to like it. Crime came down. In fact, we saw record lows of violent crime in the 90s. And then, I don't know, a decade or so ago, we had mission creep, right? Where we sort of took our eye off the ball of the mission and we started focusing on all these other topics. And, you know, you can go on and on, emotion over fact. And so we've got to get back to the mission, because I think that's what the president is showing in D.C. Get back.
Well, hold that thought, Travis. Commercial break. We'll be right back. Here we go. All right, guys, it's time to talk about our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. And you as police officers, we know we can get our gear from a lot of different places. And then when you throw the online mix into it, the choices are almost limitless, right? But I want to remind everybody about the importance of supporting the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. I mean, even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do in spectacular fashion. And they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please support our title sponsor by going to Gauls at Gauls.com. And they have gift cards. You know, we give a couple every week on the show, and you can hook up your family, friends, and loved ones with a new Gauls gift card, and they will be your new best friends. And I just ordered a pair of fantastic Danner boots. And guys, I didn't even have to pay full price. They have online sales all the time, or they offer free shipping, or they do both. And I got an incredible deal, and I got a pair of beautiful waterproof Danner boots that I'm taking up to Georgia with me next month. That is at Gauls.com. Now we're going to be talking about Comply Technologies at ComplyTechnologies.com. And of course, my favorite product they have is called the Glove. But you know, Comply Technologies, you know, they've got it going on. And if you haven't been there lately, Comply Technologies at ComplyTechnologies.com, they're committed to providing non-lethal solutions to help officers gain the upper hand safely and rapidly in a humane, low-optics manner. And they utilize what they call CD3. It stands for Conductive Distraction and De-escalation Technology. Now, I already talked about the Glove. It's helped officers tens of thousands of times with no injuries. And you heard that correctly. I said no injuries. The Glove has actually achieved non-lethal status, very rare in industry and profession that predominantly can only offer less lethal results. And when it comes to weapons retention, transitioning to a sidearm or conducted energy weapon, the Glove at ComplyTechnologies.com, they have virtually eliminated weapons confusion. So stay ahead of the game and go to ComplyTechnologies.com and tell them that Chip sent you. Again, that is ComplyTechnologies.com, and make sure you watch those cool videos as well. Welcome back, Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com on Labor Day. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host, and we're a law enforcement talk show. We are joined by former Secret Service Rich Deripoli and Frank Loveridge, and also Dr. Travis Yates, former major with the Tulsa Police Department and former LAPD Commander Jeff Wininger. Thanks for being on the show, guys. We've been talking about President Donald Trump and the National Guard, crime in Washington, D.C. Travis Yates has been talking about a story or an article that he wrote at lawofficer.com, basically saying it's always been this easy. It just was Trump that decided to get it done. And he was kind of breaking it down for us and making it simple for the rest of us. But Travis, the floor is still yours, buddy.
Yeah, I'll just bring this to a conclusion. This is a winning topic for the president, and it's not sustainable. We don't need the presence of the United States to reduce crimes in our communities. We need our police chiefs and our leaders in these cities. I mean, and the fact that we've gotten so far away from that, I think that's what the president is trying to point out. I think it's more of an educational piece for America, which is more what I wrote about. And of course, you're seeing the backlash in Chicago and other cities saying we don't want this here. While Chicago had 28 shootings over the weekend, and Trump is just using that on social media to make them look like complete fools. And so we have to get back to the mission. And you know, I want to prove my point, and I want people to Google this after the show. Just go to Google and type in police chief fired for high crime. You may see one of a small town. You won't see any major city chiefs ever fired for high crime. They're fired for other things other than crime, because we're not focusing on crime. And I think we could fix crime and safety today if we treated police chiefs like athletic coaches. Give them 3 years to win. And if they don't win for 3 years, you're going to fire them and bring in a new coach. And if you put that metric on police chiefs of reducing crime, they would suddenly wake up, pull out the playbook from about 20 years ago and go, oh, we need more officers in these high crime areas to reduce crime. And they would just go do it. But there's no incentive for these chiefs to do it right now because they're not measured on crime. And I'm not sure we'll ever get there, because you know, their jobs are, they know they can keep their jobs if they focus on things other than crime, but it's really doing a disservice to the community they're serving.
Hey, thank you, Travis. Appreciate it. You know, Frank and Rich, you know, they were talking about one of your cohorts there, Jeanine Pirro, you know, with formerly with Fox. And, you know, they were making a big deal about her wanting them to go with the harshest crimes and keep them in the federal system. And of course, she is a, you know, she's the U.S. attorney. Could you guys weigh in on that and some of the other discrepancies in the storylines?
Well, Chip, I would say one thing. If you go back and look at the way they voted back in 2024, you had 92.5% of the residents of District of Columbia voted for Kamala Harris. So there's your jury pool right there. So you can see an uphill battle that Jeanine Pirro has in trying to get these indictments on these cases. They had no problem going back to January 6th on getting, that was a total different story when they got the indictments against nonviolent individuals that breached the Capitol. So there is a different story involved with this. And I think that Jeanine Pirro is going to have to do a very difficult job, a difficult task to get these indictments in the District of Columbia. But I think she's going to overall win, because when you have crime, violent crime down 45%, you have homicides 12 consecutive days without one, when this was a common occurrence in the District of Columbia. Carjacking, big thing, 87% down, and property crimes 12%. I mean, you think about that, and 1,500 arrests, the tide's turning. So I think the indictments will come in the near future. Rich, what do you think?
Well, listen, I think, you know, you hit a good point on the head, Frank, but what do you think is going to happen when most of your jury pool is made up of people that are perps themselves, right? That's an obstacle that you've got to overcome. And how do you do that? You remove the bad guys from the local court, you put them into federal court. You know, let's see what happens there. But I think Travis hit on a great point when he mentioned the leadership. Listen, the issue isn't with the police departments, the guys on patrol themselves, because no matter what department you're at, patrol is the backbone of every police department. But when you have leaders, and what Trump has done has exposed all these leaders, whether it's New Orleans, Chicago, Cincinnati, or DC, he's exposed these leaders for these soup sandwiches and empty suits that they are. Well, that permeates down to patrol. When they see their leaders aren't capable and aren't competent enough to do the job, they don't want to do the job. And that's what's going on here. So you're absolutely right. You want to get the police departments back to being able to do the job, start removing these leaders. They've, you know, and I'm talking about the guys and the women that have 2, 3, 4, in some cases, 5 stars on their uniforms. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you, dressed for a parade? They have no point in being in those positions that they are. Put the ability to enforce the law back into the hands of patrol, and you'll see you'll clean up these cities very quickly.
Yeah, Richard, one last thing is talk about is jury nullification. And that's a huge problem we have in these very liberal central cities that we're having the crime problems. Jury nullification took place, we all remember, back in 1995 with O.J. Simpson, factually guilty of a crime and was acquitted in October 1995, yeah, a long time ago. But anyway, bottom line is jury nullification is a problem, and that is something we're seeing also with these indictments and trying to get these things passed.
Yeah, but also one of the other things that came out of the OJ trial, and this sets the tone for what's going on today, is that these judges, because of the cameras and the press coverage that they're getting, have become quasi-celebrities. And they're not paying attention. They don't want to do the job. They don't want to apply the law. They'd rather be internet stars and civil rights activists, and any platform that they have to take an opposition stance to anything that Trump and the administration is doing, that's what they're going to do. And that's a huge part of the problem here.
Agreed.
Now, guys, it's come up that there's been some sloppiness. Let's just, you know, for lack of a better term. And look, I could see that. It's all, yeah, I mean, you're only as good as your training, right? If they have taken National Guardsmen and they are involved in some kind of a law enforcement component, I really suspect that it's mostly, it should be mostly the D.C. police that are putting these criminal cases together. But if there's not, and there's a learning curve, that would make sense. But the article is so heavily slanted, it's just ridiculous. I mean, they only could name 5 people that were not able to get indicted. It's not like that's a huge crisis, right? And a big deal of Jeanine Pirro wanting to stay in the federal system, which is where she's at anyhow. I know we got 15 seconds before next commercial break, so let me just whet the appetite. Didn't give Frank enough time to respond, but we're going to commercial break. We'll be right back. Here we go. All right, guys, you know, we're introducing Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles, and yes, we're talking about long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing, and Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline because they basically have something for everybody. And you know, back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with soulless bolt actions, and that's not all. Their M4 E1 Pro and their Mod 4 handguards, they hit AeroPrecisionUSA.com, and that was the last year of the embodiments of duty rifle excellence, and they're now being tailored for the civilian customer. That means you guys can start getting your hands on this primo stuff. And their M5 AR 308 platform, spectacular. Don't settle for less when you can have the best. Head over to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now we're going to be talking about Blue the Gold at BlueTheGold.com. If you're struggling with the ins and outs and warrantless searches and seizures, or if you're worried about the liability in case you get it wrong, say hello to BlueTheGold.com. They translate search and seizure doctrines into clear, straightforward concepts that any officer can relate to. Plus, they give the training for free thanks to BlueTheGold.com's free weekly webinars. Now, coming up September the 3rd, anonymous tips. You can sign up at BlueTheGold.com today and join thousands of your peers in blue and step up your legal game because, frankly, you and your agency cannot afford not to. BlueTheGold.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by the Secret Service duo, Frank Leverage, Frank Steripoli. We've got Dr. Travis Yates, former major, Tulsa Police Department, Lieutenant Jeff Winninger, former LAPD commander. And guys, we're still on the Trump National Guard, Washington, D.C., and crime. And I know we're winding the topic down. I know just before we went to commercial break, I talked about some of the misinformation that was out there. And of course, you know, the stats, the D.C. stats on the crime reduction before Trump stepped in, that was a total lie. And I mean, it was fabricated. I have worked at an agency where there have been efforts with UCR to falsely lower that narrative. Rich, you want to wind it up for us?
Sure. Listen, I don't care who you listen to or what you read. At the end of the day, the stats speak for themselves. We've had no cops injured, no National Guardsmen injured, a couple thousand of arrests, and almost 500 guns taken off the street. Who in their right mind would have a problem with any of that?
That's a great point. Great point. Well, guys, I think it's a good segue for going to our next topic. So, or Jeff, I'm sorry, did you want to weigh in on that, or?
No, I mean, I would just want to say that in D.C., you know, you can fudge the numbers on some crimes, but dead is dead. So homicide, you know, they had significant reductions. In 23, they had 274 homicides, 99 of them in Ward 8. And Ward 8's about 10% of the population there, and it accounts for about 35% of the violent crime and homicides. You know, and in 2024, I think they had 187 homicides in the city. So they were down almost 100. So, you know, I know people in the DCPD, and they are absolutely thrilled to have the extra help. Because the reality is, you know, their full staffing would be about 4,000, and they're down about 800. So a lot of this is resource driven. And, you know, they're good people trying to do the best they can. And at the end of the day, they fall short in some areas because it's a resource-driven a business. You know, presence is a great deterrent, and that's what we're seeing right now. So, you know, my hope is that we can help fix these staffing shortfalls that these cities are experiencing. And, you know, here that we're talking specifically about D.C. But, you know, the reality is the 5 days prior to Liberation Day, they, you know, the DCPD was working with 17 different federal agencies, and they made like 60 arrests for guns and narcotics. And, you know, their arrest numbers of the same period of time prior to this Liberation Day, their arrest numbers were not much lower than what we're seeing from the feds. But, you know, so, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a little more pensive to be optimistic long term. I think it's great what's happening short term, but you know, the proof's in the pudding and long term. And it's like, what sort of things are we going to see, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now? Are we going to be fixing some of these things so the local law enforcement agencies can actually be as effective as they need to be?
Well, the National Guard, certainly, I think everybody would agree, not the permanent fix. And you said they're down 800?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that. That certainly makes a huge difference and explains a lot. So,
you know, but I got to say, I love Travis's analogy of the professional athletic coaches. I mean, that's so spot on. And I've always said that not only for law enforcement leadership, but for officers, the standard that they need to hold themselves to. You know, it's, you got to be at the top of your game all the time for your own safety, actually, you know, more than anything.
Well, speaking of being at the top of your game, I know that we've got another story coming up, but you've got your book coming out on Thin Ice. And guys on the show, I just want to let you know, I approached Jeff about adding each of us as a co-author so we could say that we had written either a book for the first time like me or had written another book like Travis. And he wouldn't go for it. I'm hoping that if he writes another book, maybe he will. But Jeff Weninger, can you tell us what's going on with the book? I know you've got this promotion going on too, and you're making announcements on Thursday. And so can you give the audience the latest?
Yeah, if you go to onthenicebook.com and you put in your email and you get put on the mailing list, you're automatically entered into the opportunity to win a swag VIP box, which comes with a hard copy of the book as well as some other gifts that are inspired by the book. And once you enter, you're in for every week. And I pick a winner every week, and I announce it here live on LAO Roundtable on Thursdays. So do yourself a favor. Get an opportunity to win some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. OnThinIceBook.com. Love it. Love it. Guys, moving along, we've got about a little over 5 minutes before we take our next commercial break. TruthSocial.com, RealClearPolitics.com. Thank you, Richie. And USAToday.com. And we've got these articles are from there. So let's start with TruthSocial.com. That's Trump's outlet. And here's what he says. Donald J. Trump, he makes a posting. Six people were killed. And he's talking about Chicago, by the way. Six people were killed and 24 people were shot in Chicago last weekend. And J.B. Pritzker, the weak and pathetic governor of Illinois, just said that he doesn't, that means does not need help in preventing crime. He is crazy, capitalized, 3 exclamation points. He better straighten it out fast or we're coming, ! MAGA, President. DJT. Now, so that's Trump's, you know, tweet on his social media platform. And so then going from True Social, we got real clear politics preparing for freedom. Well, they got a podcast there and they're talking about the stats, and they did a polling of people that live in Chicago. And there was a majority of the people that said that they did not want intervention from the federal government. But again, as you guys have already talked about, it's probably similar to the DC, effect. Basically, the people that live there are involved in so much crime or just desensitized to it. And then preparing for federal troops, Chicago mayor says the city will stand up to Trump's tyranny. And it goes on and on about that. So the threats of going to Chicago, what do you guys think? And of course, we've had some new polls saying that the country in general supports this move. Frank, you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah. First, I want to turn to the social media film that was done by J.B. Pritzker. He was walking at 6 a.m. in the morning on Lakefront, on Lakeshore Drive. Obviously, at 6 in the morning, not a lot of crime going on there. I dare him to go out to Englewood, West Golfville Park, North Lawndale, or any of these areas in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning. And tell me if he still doesn't think it's a hellhole, because it's dangerous. You know, you had six people killed over the weekend. You got 24 people shot. I was out there in Chicago for 2 years with Barack Obama when I was in the Secret Service, and dealt a lot with the gangs that were out there. And I'm telling you, in the summer nights, it was like fireworks every single night. Something's got to be done. And I don't care what JB, what he thinks as far as whether they need the federal government. Something needs to be done to put this to an end, because it's dangerous. And these people out there living in these areas, they'll tell you that. Because, you know, you talked about that poll. And if you look at that poll, the whites, 27% didn't want the federal government to move in. But if you look at Hispanics, it was up to 47%. And blacks were up to 33%. Why? Because they live in those areas. They put up with that every single night, every single day. They're dealing with this. And I think you'll see the tide start to turn once they move in and start making arrests and cleaning up the city.
Thank you, Travis.
Yeah, you know, anyone with a brain doesn't take Pritzker serious, okay? Because everybody knows how dangerous Chicago is. And I was in Chicago a few years ago, downtown Chicago, Sunday afternoon. And I got to tell you, I was concerned. I was concerned because you can look around and you can see the people eyeing all the tourists and eyeing everybody looking for the victims. And if it's that way Sunday afternoon, I can't imagine what Frank was describing at night. And so no one really takes this serious. And it's hard to understand why Pritzker's not doing like what Gap Newsom's doing. Newsom actually is now deploying the Highway Patrol into some of the major cities in California because he knows he doesn't want to look stupid. Okay, because Pritzker looks really stupid. And he looked stupid before this, don't get me wrong, but he really looks stupid when he opens his mouth.
Go ahead, Frank.
He may have looked stupid, but I think he needs to get on a treadmill, do a little exercising, because he also sounded stupid when he was walking out there. And might need a little bit of conditioning. That's all I can say.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. Oh, all right.
I was going to be nice, but he needs to be spending his time taking Ozempic instead of talking about Trump. That's for sure.
Well, amen. Listen, I've said many times, the only thing that will move J.B. Pritzker, aside from a very large crane, is if there's something in it for him, right? This guy and Brandon Johnson are a disgrace. And for them to come out and so vehemently and in such a public forum come out and say they don't care what the federal government says, they're going to do what they want to do. You know, the attorney general needs to step in here and consider removing these two from elected office. Mm-hmm. This is a disgrace. No one in their right mind, and I can't speak for everyone in Chicago, but you can't tell me people are comfortable laying in their beds at night and have to worry about a stray bullet coming through the window. And that example you put out there, Travis, about walking down the street, I'd be less concerned about being a target and more concerned about catching a stray bullet from, you know, all the ancillary stuff that's going on there. It's just out of control. I don't care what the stats say. They need to have the same thing that's going on in D.C. go on in Chicago. You know, let's roll right over Brandon Johnson. And although we can't roll over him, let's go around J.B. Pritzker and make this happen and clean that city up.
I disagree with Rich. A cheeseburger will move Pritzker, okay?
We got to go for a commercial break. Stick with us, guys. Here we go. I know. You know, guys, law enforcement personnel, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at GunLearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Apieco. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. Now, the founder, Dana Kelly, has got a deal for you if you have your own agency. If you're a chief or a sheriff, you can actually host a seminar for absolutely no cost. It's an amazing opportunity. You can go to GunLearn.com to get more information. And again, that is at GunLearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by the Secret Service duo, Frank Loveridge and Rich Steripoli, former special agents in charge. We've got Major Travis Yates, retired from the Tulsa Police Department, Lieutenant Jeff Winninger, former LAPD commander. And we are talking about Trump taking the National Guard to Chicago and all the effects of that and the threats going back and forth and some of the polls and some of the news media coverage on this. So, guys, I know we got to that commercial break kind of at the last second there, but any more on this one that you guys want to throw in before we move on? Jeff, I thought you were getting ready to weigh in before a commercial break. I didn't want to steal your thunder.
No, I mean, I would just say it's getting exhausting. You know, these politicians, they're more concerned about clickbait and sound bites than they are any actual authentic personal conviction about something. And, at the end of the day, Trump shouldn't have to impose anything on these cities. They should be more than willing to work collaboratively with what the federal government can provide them to address what everybody can see is a true crime problem. And it's just getting frustrating and exhausting. But, hopefully we'll be able to move past this and have some meaningful change. But, it's not helpful, the rhetoric that we have to listen to.
And you know, that's why we have the show. And Frank, I estimate that, you know, half of our audience appears to be, in my mind, active or retired law enforcement. The other half seems to be civilians. That 99% of that 50%, they love and adore us, support us. And there's 1% that absolutely hate us. But the show is like crack cocaine and they simply can't get enough. You saw me, I don't know if you guys caught it, but we had a post on here. It was the F word about Trump and some other stuff on there. You know, that's one of the guys, but he's still watching the show. He just can't, it's like crack. He just can't get enough, even though he hates what we're talking about. But that said, you know, the goal is for people to be the sharpest people, to be one of the smartest people in the room. When it comes to these kinds of topics, when they go out there in the world, I, you know, some people say don't talk politics and when you're at family gatherings, but I'm of the completely opposite side on that. You're never going to fix things unless you try and successfully convert people. But whenever you enter those conversations and debates, have an open mind. And I'm always willing to concede a point if someone presents enough plausible or reasonable, you know, information that I can believe it. If it's factual, I'm always willing to pivot if they're able to do that. Normally, it doesn't happen. And normally, it's the other way around. But Frank, I didn't want to. I know you were going to weigh in. I know you muted your mic. Maybe I was talking too much. I don't know. But go ahead.
Tip, you never talk too much. But I did want to say one thing, and that is, I think these Democratic politicians do not want to give President Trump a victory. And that's what I believe. And because you can't tell me that this isn't working, because it is working. It worked in D.C. It will work in Chicago. Nothing else has worked in Chicago. So why wouldn't you bring in the federal government to assist you in trying to mitigate the crime that's out there? Because you know what? You should care first about your people. You put your people first. And the people that voted for that mayor, they don't want to see what's going on right now. They want it fixed as well. So I think it's all about giving Trump the win. And that's unfortunate. It really is.
I think you're absolutely right. Jeff, when is your final words?
No, you know, I was just going to comment on your comments about talking politics with family. I don't look at it as really an opportunity to talk politics. I look at it as an opportunity to inform and educate people, because when people's opinions are being formed on, you know, inaccurate information, I think all five of us have a responsibility because of our extensive background and experience and our knowledge to share what really ought to be being considered when you're making these judgment calls and decisions and, you know, being critical of people or whatnot. So that's why I think it's important to talk about those things.
Ditto. Well, guys, this is probably going to be the last one we cover. We got 5 minutes left. Trump revoked Secret Service protection for who? Kamala Harris, are you serious? And, you know, Rich just appeared on Newsmax talking about this. And I know this is close to Rich and Frank's heart. So, Rich, why don't you start us off on this?
You know, this is a story that really isn't a story. There's no statute that says the Secret Service has to provide a protective detail to a former vice president. Now, historically, it's been done since Bush 39, coming out of the Reagan years, where the Secret Service has afforded the former vice president a protective detail for 6 months, and then it goes away. I will tell you, not many people know this, but I was a polygraph examiner at the Secret Service. I've conducted 500 polygraph exams. And when I was in New York, I ran the division of the Secret Service whose job it was to interview all the threat cases. So I've interviewed hundreds of people in my 25 years of the Secret Service. And of all the threat cases I've ever interviewed, no one has ever mentioned the vice president and certainly the former vice president, right? Killing her protection after 6 months is more than enough. Her protective detail should have been dropped the day after she left office. No one's ever fixated on the vice president. And as I've said, if Kamala Harris really wants a protective detail, let her go and hire some of the 20 million illegal aliens she let into the country. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to provide a protective detail to her. It's totally useless.
Wow. Well, Frank, I know this is your time. This is your moment, Frank.
Well, I would like to see the threat cases out there that have threatened the life of Vice President Kamala Harris, because I don't think we'll find any. So one thing about the Secret Service is we're supposed to be a threat-based organization. So if there is no threat out there, why was she continuing coverage for 6 months? My next thing is, why was Hunter Biden? Why was Hunter Biden receiving protection after President Biden was no longer the president? So these are things we need to look into and find out why they were continued to get this support. because we're taxpayers. We're paying for this, and it's not right. Richie?
Now, is it true that
this is another attempt by the Biden crime family, right, to provide a paid for, you know, limousine and concert service to Kamala Harris, crackhead Hunter, Ashley Biden, John Bolton, who knows how many other people the Secret Service is protecting? And why does the public not know this? Mm-hmm. It's because the current director of the Secret Service, you know, where is this guy? He's nowhere to be found. He has not made any statement, has not shown up before the press since he's assumed that position. The public still has no idea who the Secret Service is providing protective details to.
You know, I think one thing, Chip, that is very, you know, important in the analysis of whether she should have continued security or not is the fact that she's going on a personal book tour. And I would say, why should the taxpayers be paying for her to have security on a personal book tour where I'm sure she's already been advanced, you know, more money than many Americans will ever make in their lifetime? So I just think that's bad form. And Trump just basically is, you know, moving forward with an appropriate judgment call.
Now, from what I understand, Biden extended it past the 6 months, but that was they didn't advertise that. And that was done before he left the White House, I guess, or that was his attempt to do that. And of course, people forget who's dying. This is on our dime. We're paying for all this, too. So she would be getting
more. And
that's
part of the problem, too, Chip. We don't know if Biden actually was even aware of it, right? For all we know, that this was part of the 50,000 pages of auto pen signatures and things that were done as the Biden crime family was leaving office, right? This is just another scam, right? And Wenninger hit it right on the head. She was looking for private limo service so she can go out and do this book tour and she can encapsulate and insulate.
We're winding it down. Great coverage on this. And Travis, don't think I didn't see your mic was open at the last minute. When you have any final words you want to throw in there?
Not even Dan Quayle. Everyone loved Dan Quayle. Even he was safe. Crazy.
Wow.
The potato farmers loved them.
Ooh. Hey, it's been another great show. I'm glad you guys made yourselves available on Labor Day as well. It looks like our very own Sergeant George has won the giveaway for two bells. So congratulations, Sergeant George, on that. And but another fantastic show. So thank you guys so much. Rich Deripoli, Frank Loveridge, Travis Yates, Jeff Wenninger, another great show. And guys, I usually take this opportunity to talk about the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c3 that's helping cops out in the world of hurt that are suffering from things like PTSD and other issues. And I support them monthly. And I sleep good at night. And I know that, you know, they're not going to embarrass me with those donations and stuff. So it's a great organization to get involved with. I encourage you guys to check them out at thewoundedblue.org. And another fantastic show. Thank you again, gentlemen, for Labor Day and being away from your family and friends. And some of you guys just have family, no friends. But I do appreciate you guys being here on the show. Look, a shout out to our sponsors. Please support our sponsors, guys. We have goals.com, compliantechnologies.com, aeroprecisionusa.com, gunlearn.com, blue the gold, mymedicare.life, safeguardrecruiting.com, two bells, they built their new online store, fishorlandobass.com. And we hope everybody has a wonderful and a safe rest of your week. We'll look for you guys back tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern as well.